Searching for your home away from home? Well, you're in the right place. This is the Barbados Travel Guide Podcast, the Welcome Stamp Edition, where we talk about moving to Barbados, working remotely, life the Bajan way, and so much more. I'm your host, Joel Manning, and it's time to learn about paradise. Hi guys, and welcome to the Barbados Travel Guide Welcome Stamp Podcast. This is episode number one, and I am your host, Joel Manning, for this 12 podcast series, which tells you all about getting to Barbados on the Barbados Welcome Stamp. So today, now, I am joined on episode number one, all the way from London, as she is Katie. Katie, thanks for being here today.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's definitely a pleasure. So Katie, just tell me a bit about yourself.
Sure. Well, I'm London born and bred, but I've always liked to travel and get out and about. My first experience was going over to Disney World in Florida when I was 19 and worked out there, and then did a bit of uni over in America, met a Kiwi boy, followed him back to New Zealand, lived there for 4 years, and then finally settled back in the UK. I've been back for 7 years, sort of just pottering around working in travel. And then, of course, COVID happened sort of ceased to exist as an industry for a little while anyway. So I kind of had to rethink what I was going to do and started helping my partner, who has a marketing agency. And yeah, so we sort of started doing that and then heard about this. So... And the rest is history. And now we're here.
I mean, the rest is beautiful.
Yeah.
So how have you been enjoying Barbados then so far?
Oh, well, I mean, the fact that I woke up to Twitter going mad about thunder snow in the UK today, which is apparently, well, it was in Scotland, so not in London, but apparently thunder snow is where there was a sonic boom of snow and thunder at 4:30 in the morning. Ooh. And I'm like, I'm here, and it's sunny and 30 degrees and not snowing.
So. It must honestly be enjoyable. What, you could head out to the beach.
Oh my God, every day.
Have you been enjoying the beach?
Yes, so we have been going to the beach pretty much most days. We go to Worthing Beach, and we generally have it to ourselves, maybe one, two other people, and two turtles who just come and swim around us, and...
You've made some new friends.
We've made some friends, and it's been amazing, yeah.
All right, so just tell me a bit about the process, because people listening to this podcast, they want to know all about the welcome stamp, you know, how easy or difficult it was to come to Barbados. So for your experience, how did you find it, one, after you saw the fact that you could come to Barbados? How easy was it for you to get yourself in order and then come to Barbados?
Pretty easy, actually frighteningly easy for us anyway. We actually heard about it on the radio. I think before it was even launched, we heard about it. So I think it must have been one of those, you know, like little news stories that kind of made it through, like, oh, Barbados is thinking about doing this. And they put it out on the radio. Obviously this is in peak grim lockdown, everyone's miserable, and so I think they wanted like a nice happy story to take away from all the doom and gloom. And so we heard it and we just both looked at each other and we were like, let's do that. there was no real thought more than that. And then we just kind of kept an eye on like the website and just kept like, you know, every day checking to see if it was like launched, because at that stage it wasn't, you know, it still wasn't official. And then as soon as it was, the website, I think, you know, obviously it was probably quite a quick thing that they decided to put out there. And the initial website, there was not a lot of information on it, but we were like, do you know what? Doesn't matter. We're going to do it anyway. And we knew that we had to get, there was a couple of deadlines that we had to kind of finish at home first. And we decided that once those were done, we'd sort of set ourselves the date of kind of end of October. We knew it had started back in kind of, I think, what was it, June or July? So we weren't exactly the first people to kind of up sticks and leave, you know, straight away, but we definitely made the plan and were like, that's our goal of the end of October. And so, yeah, we were, I think, actually on, we actually managed to get away on a holiday. We went to Malta. And then, of course, they brought in COVID restrictions and we then had to quarantine for 2 weeks when we got back, which was delightful. But anyway, we applied while we were in Malta, actually. It was super easy.
You applied for a vacation while on vacation?
Yeah. Because that's how we roll. Yeah. No, so it was very, very easy. I'd already started to kind of try and find as much information as I could to make sure that this was all legit, yeah, that it wasn't, you know, like one of these horrid scams that, like, you're just going to give them your money and never hear about it again. And I've applied for visas before, and they're usually very lengthy. And this was not. This was very easy. Once we'd sort of made sure we were applying for the right thing, we did it together as a family, which made it a lot easier. And yeah, the process was all very simple. It was, I think, 3 days between applying for it and the approval. So that was amazing. Because I think we were still fairly early in the process. Like, I think people might be waiting a bit longer now, but we were certainly got in there pretty quick. And then, yeah, it was... We waited a couple of weeks just to make sure we were able to then rent out our flat. Mm-hmm. And then once we knew that that was going to be okay, we paid our money and got our visa.
So now that you're here, the process is pretty much over for you. I mean, you've started a new life. But in terms of, for somebody who now is looking to come, is there any like tips you might want to tell them?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a real planner. I thorough research. I joined a few Facebook groups, which... I'd been off Facebook for quite a while and had started to come back onto it for work purposes, like less, more so than personal. But actually joining those Facebook groups, there was one for sort of expats in Barbados. There was one set up actually for the welcome stamp. I don't know if it was from the tourist board or whether it was something different, but there was a lot of people asking questions and it was super helpful, you know, like for the sort of the later stages, well, all of it, really. Like, firstly, kind of people going, oh, I've done this, is this right? You know, is it meant to look like this? Like, I think just because it was so right, you know, like, it was like, this is what we're doing. But it's been super helpful because it made me feel a lot calmer in the planning stages of, like, being able to ask people that were already there, like, what do you wish that you'd brought when you were there? Or, you know, like, when you were in this position and... You know, I couldn't fit it all in my suitcase, but at least I kind of had my head around what was happening. And yeah, so it wasn't such a shock. I think I was much more prepared than I would have been had I just rocked up and, you know, hope for the best.
So your advice for people then is to make sure they check online to see the forums or that kind of stuff.
Well, but also like, yeah, the forums, yeah, definitely like... Just find out, like, if you're even just a little bit nervous about, you know, maybe if you've never been to Barbados. I think if you've been to Barbados and you know the story, like, it's maybe not such a big deal, but because we'd never been. And we even found, like, we found our house through the Facebook groups. And, you know, we really had a lot sorted by the time we got here, which was nice. Perfect.
And I heard you mention the fact that it's your first time in Barbados.
Yeah.
So officially, yeah. Welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, so now your actual experience on the island. So you did all your preparations, you packed, you found your house, etc.
Yeah.
You're now here. How have you been enjoying it?
Yeah, it's been amazing. We've got a lovely little apartment with a view of the ocean. We're up on a hill, which is good exercise. To get up and down. But yeah, the view is incredible. And we've got a really lovely neighborhood. We went to, on Independence weekend, we went to a neighborhood barbecue and met everybody. So yeah, that's been amazing. And yeah, just we've been getting out and about as much as we can. We do obviously have to work. That's why we're here. Unfortunately, this is not just a holiday. So we have been working sort of during the week. We tend to work sort of 7 till 3. Which works pretty well with our clients in the UK and Europe, yeah. So, and then we've got the afternoon to ourselves and it's just amazing.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned that because I was going to talk about the time difference and the fact that, you know, you guys come from the UK, 5-hour time difference. So how have you found it being here on island and still being able to connect and communicate with those back in the UK?
Yeah, it's actually been fine. Actually, at the moment, it's only 4 hours.
Oh, okay.
So in the winter, it's 4 hours, I think, because you guys don't have daylight savings.
No, we don't, yeah.
So that's brilliant for us because 4 hours is, you know, we weren't super morning people before, you know, and I think when it's dark and cold in the UK, dragging yourself out of bed at 6-7 o'clock in the morning is not what you want to be doing, especially when you're working from home and you have no reason to. Whereas here, it's so much easier. You know, it's light, it's warm, you know, I wouldn't say we bounce out of bed at 7, but we're certainly up and ready to go, and it's been fine. The internet here is fantastic. So much better. Like, so much better than at home. So everyone comments on that, because we've not, you know, we've not hid it from anyone. Everybody that we're here. Like, I know some people don't want some of their clients to know that they're away, and that's fine. We've not hid it from anyone, and everyone's like, your connection's better than when we were talking to you in London, so.
You just do everything from over here from now on.
Exactly, so that's, yeah. I mean, if anyone's concerned about, you know, how they might work over here and internet and stuff, don't be, because it's amazing.
All right, and then talking now furthermore about your experiences, before we actually got going, you were telling me a bit about your ZR raid, and, you know, first of all, what was that like coming here in the ZR? By the way, for those who are listening, the ZR is a form of transportation here in Barbados, so what was that like?
Yeah, so actually, so we don't have a car, so we've been walking everywhere or using public transport, which is, we did have a car back in London, but we very rarely used it. You know, we really just got the train and the bus and whatever. So I was not, you know, not worried about using public transport here. We've actually never used the big buses, the blue ones and the yellow ones, which I think, no, the blue ones are government ones, yeah. And the yellow ones I think are private.
Owned, yeah.
Yeah, and then the ZRs, and we've actually only used the ZRs. ZR? Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
That's right. I just call them the funny little buses. And it was, yeah, so this was the first time on my own, and it was very entertaining. It was full of school kids, but yeah, the bus driver was singing the whole time, which was nice. And it was pretty good. Like, he wasn't out of tune or anything. So it was...
You were serenaded on your way here then.
Yeah, it was an entertainment. But then I feel like, because I'd said where I needed to go, and then they just kind of were like, oh, here you go. And I just kind of got out. And it turned out I was a good 10-minute walk away from where I needed to be. But that's fine.
I mean, you were able to enjoy the sunshine.
I mean, yeah. I found it.
The nice breeze and everything. Yeah. So there is that. But, you know, just beyond that, no. First of all, how long will you be here for?
We're planning to stay for the full year.
For the full year.
Yeah.
Planning on extending it?
Maybe. Maybe. Who knows? But yeah, I think even if we didn't, we definitely plan to maybe island hop around the Caribbean, because we've really not done the Caribbean. Well, we've been to Mexico, which kind of in my head was Caribbean, but
Caribbean-ish,
it's kind of not really,
Caribbean,
is it? No. Yeah, ish. It's sort of the other side. Mm-hmm. So we'd love to see more of the Caribbean. And also, yeah, hopefully, I mean, obviously, who knows what's going to happen in the next year, but it would be lovely to use this as a base and travel a bit. But obviously, that's not really possible right now.
Yeah, so. Yeah, yeah,
but that's okay.
Yeah, but, you know, as we begin to kind of wrap it up, you know, how did you find the information? Because obviously, that's another question people have. You know, was it easy to understand, that kind of stuff? So, you know, was it very easy for you guys to know exactly what you needed to do before being here?
Yeah, it was. I think initially, there wasn't a huge amount of information, I think, when it first got put out. But as the months went along, and that's why I'm glad that we didn't come until October, because by the time we came, there was a very good amount of information. We obviously, it changes all the time. When we did it, so a few things kind of stressed us out on the way along in the last few weeks. The UK got bumped up to a high-risk country, which I think, you know, to be honest, I think most countries have been classed as high-risk now, which is totally fair enough. So we had to extend our hotel just in case. We were already booked for 3 nights, but we wanted to just give ourselves a bit of leeway, because in the UK, the testing was not great at the time. Like, you know, sometimes you were waiting 2, 3, 4 days for results, maybe even 5. So I was like, right, I'd rather just be, you know, not have to stress about them booting us out, you know, or sort of that being a problem. So we extended our hotel. Then British Airways cancelled our flight 2 weeks before we were due to travel. So that was fun. Managed to get it moved to the next day. Then a week before we were due to travel, the UK announced lockdown, and that lockdown was due to start 10 hours before we were due to fly. and they were banning international travel. So that was terrifying. I spoke to the airline, British Airways. They said, you know, your reason for travel is acceptable. You are allowed to fly. But because obviously we had nowhere to go. Like, we weren't coming here, well, obviously for fun, but we weren't, you know, it wasn't like we were just coming on holiday. We genuinely had nowhere to go. So that was fine. But then it was like, well, is our flight going to cancel? So we genuinely were worried that our flight was going to cancel all the way up until we were pretty much at the airport with nothing open. We were just sat there in an empty airport, keeping everything crossed that they weren't going to be like, sorry, you've got to go home. And we would then have to stay in my partner's childhood bedroom because that's the only place we had to go. But then, yeah, once we got here, it was very, like, we did the, you know, we waited quite a long time at the airport, but once we were through, it was all, you were sort of herded in the right direction. You got put in a taxi to your hotel. That was all sorted. Then obviously you're there, you can't leave. We got our test booked in. We actually did it out at an air base, I think, the army base. It was all very well organized. Our taxi driver knew exactly what he was doing. We had no idea, but we just went along with the, you know, just go with the flow. And it was, yeah, it was great. I felt like my brain was being scraped out my nose, but other than that,
yeah, everybody's seeing the test is really
Oh, it's vile, utterly vile, but you have to do it. No, but it was all very well. Like, I was really impressed. I actually think it was probably better organized than the ones that we have at home. And then we just had to wait for the test results to come back, which amazingly came through on a Sunday night. Again, I really wasn't expecting that. Gotten through at sort of 8 o'clock on a Sunday night, and then we were free. And then it was kind of, you know,
welcome to Barbados.
Yay! And then like the next night, the Monday night, when we actually kind of went out and potted about, apparently it was the best sunset that anyone's seen for years. So we were like, is this what it's gonna be like every day? Like, no, but it's still pretty impressive.
All right, so finally now, you've been here now, maybe just about 2 months now?
Just one month.
What has been your most memorable experience been on the island so far?
Oh, we did a catamaran trip a couple of weeks ago, and that was amazing. Like, swimming with the turtles, and because obviously by this point we didn't realize that we had like local turtles. But yeah, swimming with the turtles and like getting to see a bit more of like the West Coast up there. And yeah, that was just such a beautiful day. I really, really love that. So much so, in fact, we're doing it again. We're doing another one on Saturday, tomorrow. I don't know what day it is. We're doing another one tomorrow, and I'm very excited because if I could do a catamaran cruise every couple of weeks, I would.
I mean,
I just love being out on the water. It's just such a novelty for us, I think, you know, being out on boats, and yeah, it's pretty exciting.
Well, we're definitely happy that you're having a blast here in Barbados, and we definitely do thank you for choosing Barbados as your COVID home away from home.
Yeah, not a difficult choice.
But it's been a pleasure chatting to you, Katie, and we definitely hope that you have many, many more memorable moments here on the island of Barbados.
Amazing, thank you.
No problem at all. So for all you guys that are listening to this podcast and you're wondering where you can find all the information, it's at barbadostravelprotocols.com. You get to know what category your country is in. You get to understand what you need to do before you get here. You also get an understanding of, you know, what life will be like on the island of Barbados. So you want that information, it's barbadostravelprotocols.com. Thanks for joining us, and we look forward to seeing you on episode number 2 of the Barbados Travel Guide Podcast, the Welcome Stamp Edition.